Welcome to the inspirational phone message for Second Presbyterian Church. I hope this message finds you well. This week, the scripture reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 29. Hear the word of the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. Amen. Our sermon series for Advent is, What Are You Waiting For? We all have to wait for many different reasons, but the last 20 months, we've all had to wait for the same reason, a global pandemic. Before the pandemic, my husband and I traveled a lot, got together with friends and family every week, and then everything came to a very scary, abrupt halt. Even though our lives were put on hold, I was grateful that we could come together as a faith community for online church. When I listened to Chris Henry's sermon during Lent of March 2020, he spoke about fear and that fear cannot overpower our lives. I was comforted by these words. I remember taking a deep breath and feeling peace and knowing that we'll all get through this pandemic through Christ and that Christ's love won't change. The time being at home gave me more time to reflect, pray, and grow more faithful, so I am thankful for that. Reading today the scripture about Simeon and how devout and patient he had been all of his life waiting for the Messiah, I can only imagine when he picked up baby Jesus in the temple and cradled him in his arms that he was overcome with joy and peace. What a wonderful feeling. And I wish that for all of us. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, as you prepare us for the wonder and beauty of Advent, may you fill us with hope, peace, joy, and love, as you did with Simeon. Amen.